Good afternoon with Family Life News. I'm Bob Price. On hold in New York, a state appeals court today delaying the ban on flavored e-cigarettes. It was set to take effect tomorrow. The court says the ban unfairly targets smokers who rely on e-cigs to help them kick the habit. Nationwide, 16 people have died after contracting lung illnesses related to vaping. New York's controversial childhood vaccine law is being put to the test today in court in Rochester. A family from Penn Yan is suing to have their 11-year-old with autism readmitted into BOCES. Thorne Schwartz has not been allowed to attend school since the beginning of the year because he was denied a medical exemption to the vaccine law. President Trump's now calling on two foreign governments to investigate a political rival.
Talking to reporters at the White House, Trump said former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter should be investigated by Ukraine and
China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
Hunter Biden had business dealings in both countries. Joe Biden is the frontrunner in the Democratic presidential race.
Correspondent Terry Moore, Vice President Mike Pence said today an investigation into the Bidens is warranted.
The American people have a right to know whether or not the Vice President of the United States or his family profited from his position.
Pennsylvania is taking bold action to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. Governor Wolf today signed an executive order to cap power plant emissions.
We know what's causing this climate crisis. We know that if we don't get control over the emission of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, the extreme weather will only get more extreme.
Pennsylvania joining a compact with nine states to regulate air pollution. Republicans say the executive order is unnecessary. While we cool off today and this weekend, a crippling heat wave continues in the deep south. 45 million people in 14 states in the midst of a severe drought. Meteorologist Bill Cairns.
Everyone from about Richmond southwards is still going to bake in the heat. Record highs once again today. Raleigh, Charlotte, Atlanta, all through Alabama, Mississippi.
Washington, D.C. hit triple digits yesterday. That's never happened there in the month of October. Around here, we could be looking at some pockets of frost overnight Friday into early Saturday. This is Family Life.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The call for tonight, cloudy skies, couple of showers, some pockets of fog and drizzle, and low temperatures in the 40s to near 50. For tomorrow morning, cloud cover and a sprinkle, then sunshine. Cool, breezy, high temps, 50s and low 60s. Saturday, brilliantly sunny, crisp and cool, with high temperatures in the mid-50s to the lower 60s. Milder but cloudier Sunday, when there may be a shower.
All right, Kev, we got some severe thunderstorms right now. Elk, Cameron counties, northwestern Pennsylvania. Temperatures 50s, 60s, under mostly cloudy skies. It's 65 Olean, 58 Williamsport. Canandaigua is 54, and Towanda, Pennsylvania is 56. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.